Job! Lord, let me, please let me never be Job. Of all the prayers I can pray, no, Lord. I don't want to be Job. You know the story of Job. And see, Job was walking up under that reproach because all his friends were saying, Job, I thought you were a Christian, buddy, but something in the water ain't clean, Job. You have a woman on the side or something, Job? Been drinking a little, Job, on the side? What's going on with you, Job? There's got to be sin in your life. Reproach. So here you got to see it. But the Lord rode the reproach away from Job. Oh, I hear you, Jesus. You know what the reproach is? It's a place where people have a reason to accuse you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. It's the place where people have a reason to accuse you and say something about you based on the event that happened in your life. Oh, it says in Job 42:10, and the Lord, I'm about ready to fill it up in here, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Yes. He didn't have scraps. I've told you this is a time for recompense, baby. This is a time for restoration and recompense. You dope didn't just get back what he lost. When the reproach lifted his life, he got double. I'm trying to tell you, if you'll let the Lord deliver you from what you've been walking around in, he'll bring double to your life. Now, reproach means shame, doesn't it? Isaiah 61:7. Do you have anywhere in your life recognized yet? Foul ups, bleeps, and blunders. You got it. Is there a place in your life where you still feel shame? Yes or no? You can be free today. What are you ashamed of? What makes you feel shame? What things have gone on in your life that people label you as a disgrace over? What has embarrassed and humiliated you? Where can you say, boy, I really blew it. I've really messed things up. What is it that you regret? Where do you struggle with regret and say, if only I hadn't done this and if only I had done that? What are you haunted by? What still haunts you? What does the enemy taunt you about? Here's the word of the Lord. I want to roll off the reproach. I want to free you from the place that you're ashamed. Come on. I want to free you from the place that you got shame. And the word of the Lord in Isaiah 61:7 is, and I decree it over you today, instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, you will possess a double portion. I decree over you that you will have double.